Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cook you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Todd Feed you some football here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens. We'll talk to him. Bottom of the hour out there at OTA. John Harbaugh gave you 4 of them this week, everybody. 2 mandatory mini campers next week. We'll get into that. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw joining us now to talk some NFL as we're less than 3 months away from kickoff of 2025. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's covered the NFL for as long time and as well as anyone. Let's welcome back to the show, Jason Cole. Jason, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here in Baltimore. How you feeling?
I am fantastic.
All right, we were just talking about me and Nolan, the AFC, and in particular, the top 3, Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo. Of those 3, and this is with all due respect to the AFC South, of course, of those 3, which team, in your opinion, based on rosters now and schedules, is going to have the hardest time defending their division championship?
Baltimore does, because you know you have two teams that are quality teams, and a third team in Cleveland that has some ability on defense and pretty good coach. Now the quarterback situation is terrible, but Pittsburgh has a great defense, so they can wreck you. And Cincinnati has the quarterback. Now Cincinnati's problem is their owner is going to get in the way of real progress. You know, which is why they've got Trey Hendrickson in this maddening situation. So the consistency of what Baltimore has between quarterback, coach, and owner is the best combination. But it's the best competition of any of those divisions. I would say, you know, Kansas City has some up and coming teams. Like you look at Denver and you look at the Chargers and you say, okay, I can see them being interesting. The Raiders, well, until they make real progress, I don't trust it. But you still have to squint a lot
right.
to see the Chargers as the you have to squint a lot to see the Chargers and the Broncos as a real threat to Kansas City. And Buffalo's got no threat. there's no threat in the East at this point.
Now, with the Steelers, defense aside, you know, T.J. Watt's a mandatory minicamp holdout as he wants a new deal, and, you know, rightfully so. The Aaron Rodgers effect, and he's going to be there at the camp. his effect, Jason, will be what for this offense, for the team, maybe the morale, who knows? Because, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I don't know him personally, but he seems like he's become a rather interesting man over the last few years.
No, he's always been an interesting dude. I mean, I'll say that. He's always been different. His differences and his idiosyncrasies have become more pronounced as he's become less of a player, if that makes sense, right? So, because we could just look past everything else while we were examining him as a player. But now that he's, you know, either missed an entire season because of injury or come back not being ready, you wonder. Look, my problem with Aaron Rodgers, I like him personally, and I love to watch him throw a football. He's one of the greatest throwers of the football that you will ever see in your life. I mean, you know, it's Marino kind of stuff, the ability to manipulate the ball. You know, like, he just, it's magnificent. My question is always, like, do you really want to be doing this? Like, are you bought in? And the last few years with the Jets and now with the Steelers, you just kind of sit there and go, like, dude, is this really what you want to be doing? Are you passionate about it? Because people who are passionate about it and want to make the most, you know, kind of suck the life out of the last couple of years of their career, you know, they sign early. They show the other guys that, hey, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. I want to get the most out of my career. I'm all in. You know, I'm showing up all the time. And he's not doing that. You know, we're doing, you know, mushroom retreats in Oregon, or we're, you know, like, showing up half the time. Or, you know, are we going to play? Not going to play. You know, I'll play, you know, for, I don't need $40 million. I only need, you know, 10 or 13 or whatever it is. And I'm good. But I say that, but I still haven't signed 3 weeks later. You know, like, part of this is, part of football is, it's collective suffering. And part of the collective suffering and the way that guys work together and bond together is you have to be out there on the uncomfortable days when it's really hot and miserable and all those other things, and you don't really want to be there, but you are out there and you are trying to figure out, how do we communicate on that back shoulder play against this defense? And we're really working hard to figure that out. And that stuff has to be done in the offseason. You can't just wait for the regular season. And I know a lot of guys, you know, like Aaron Rodgers will tell you, oh, I've thrown that pass, you know, 10 billion times. He probably has. But he hasn't thrown it 10 billion times to DK Metcalf. And he hasn't thrown against, you know, this newfangled defense that he's going to see, that, you know, from Pittsburgh that's going to be scouted, or I mean from the Ravens that's going to be scouted by, you know, the Steelers and, you know, drawn up. I mean, it's a lot of little things, and that's why I question what's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
Jason Cole talking to NFL here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on the fan. Let's get to the NFC, and in particular, Jason, the NFC North. You had the Vikings and Lions combined for 29 regular season wins last season. Number one seed went down literally to the final game of it. Detroit won. Then they both flamed out in the playoffs when it was all said and done. The loss for the Lions of the assistant coaches, what's that short-term, maybe long-term effect going to be on a team now that, hey, 15-2 is great. You know, they went to the championship game 2 years ago. Now it's Super Bowl or bust for a franchise that's never even been to the Super Bowl. Losing the coaches will affect them how, at least early on?
Let me ask you, when you say Super Bowl or bust, what do you really mean? Are you saying we're firing the coaches?
No, not that, but we're the fan base. I mean, I'm speaking like a fan, of course. I mean, you have people in Baltimore want to fire John Harbaugh and cut Lamar every time they don't get to insert a Roman numeral here. And I'm guessing if the Lions fall short, somebody's got to get blamed. I mean, the Orioles just whacked their manager 3 weeks ago, and they went to the playoffs.
But the Orioles were playing really poorly.
That's true. I mean,
And you're not gonna fire the GM just yet, even though the GM is the one who put together the pitching staff, or did put together the pitching staff.
Correct.
So, but let's not get into a whole baseball rant from me. So, look, I think it's really disconcerting for a team to lose both of its coordinators in 1 year. It's really hard to do that and to maintain continuity. I think that Dan Campbell's one of the few human beings who can get guys on page because they believe in Dan Campbell. And I would say that Dan's ability to rally guys with his aggressiveness helps. You still need to have a really clever offensive coordinator who understands how to work with Jared Goff, if that makes sense. Right? Because he is a play action guy, and you have to be willing to lean really heavily into play action to make this work. And I wish this truck would decide what it wants to do, because it's just annoying me. So anyways, that's my concern with the Lions, is what does the offense look like after Ben Johnson was so good? Aaron Glenn, I think, can be replaced a little bit more easily, not because he's not a good coach. I think he was a very good coach. But I think the fact that you presumably will have a healthier defense down the stretch with the addition of Hutchinson, like, they can maintain it because their talent level is going to be better. Instead of Aaron Glenn having to draw some things up and gamble a little bit and do some things that were unconventional, which he did very well last year, but you don't have to be as unconventional. The one thing about Detroit that is the most important is they got a truckload of talent. I mean, that offensive line, the two running back, I mean, like, they got guys. You know, they got guys at receiver, like, I mean, you can kind of roll the ball out with these guys a little bit and make it work. Not completely, but you can make it work with them because they are so deep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Jason, last thing for you, staying in the NFC, the NFC South. Tampa Bay's biggest competition will come from what team?
Oh, New Orleans is going to be a wreck for a couple of years because they just got to get their cap situation sorted. You know, the quarterback, not having a quarterback. Actually, Derek Carr retiring, I think, helps them a little bit because there's less pressure on the coach to turn around right away. And they'll be able to just kind of retool everything. So Kellen Moore's got a little bit better situation. Carolina, you know, Bryce Young was better at the end of last year. He finally sort of figured it out. The game kind of slowed down for him. But Penix is the guy. Like, so Atlanta, to me, Atlanta's the team that should give Tampa hell. Because I love... Yeah, I just love the direction that they're going in Atlanta, and I think that they made a wise choice to say, like, we're not going to run this out here with Cousins any longer. We know what it is. Let's just cut the cord, get the Penix as soon as we can, and that'll help take, you know, that will help Bijan. It's going to help the wide receivers. You know, depending on the health of the tight end, it should help him out a little bit too, but. Like, I love Penix. I just think that guy has some big stones. Let's just put it that way. Some big, you know, big ones. Yeah, and he can play. And speaking of that, anybody who says that they should fire Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh or get rid of Lamar is an absolute moron.
Jason Cole.
Just a moron.
Yeah, long time NFL writer. Jason, appreciate the time and the insight as always. Good luck with that truck, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, be good. Thanks.
There's Jason Cole, everybody. We'll come back. American League East Report. Stick around for that. Talk about what happened in the division last night. Look at the standings heading into Tuesday's action. And then we'll join Vinny, or he'll join us, I should say, live from One Winning Drive, OTA's day two for this week.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.